Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There was something posted. I believe the page on Facebook is called The Valley. Is that the one that has like a lot of stuff all over?
For the most part, it's fun, right?
They posted a video and it was just of these teenagers, looked like, you know, 17, 18 year old or from the 1980s.
Yep.
And they were at Kmart down in Wilkes-Barre. They were at the mall. It was like just cruising around. And it was really cool to see as someone who graduated high school in 1985. So like that was like weird, like that time frame was my youth. And for many of you, you all were like, that is so cool. And they were driving past and there's like commentary. So when they're driving past the area now where there's a big Wegmans and a Walmart down by Wilkes-Barre Township, they're saying look to the right. It's all just grass and woods. There was no, you know. Wegmans or Walmart. And it's just wild because it is so different than today. And I'm not just talking about shops. They go in the mall and the mall is crowded. It's like it used to be where people are mulling about. This is what we did. We didn't have computers. We didn't have the ability to call on a cell phone. I had to share with three sisters, one phone in the house. So going out and just cruising, shopping, hanging out, as they say, was the thing to do. And I'm mentioning this because so many of you were connecting and you know, could really feel that nostalgia watching it and how different life was. Because there's also a story in our stack of stuff. Poll finds 1 in 10 American kids rarely play outside, right?
They don't.
And even the ones that do don't play outside anywhere near how you and I played outside, because the only way you could talk to someone or connect was usually face to face when we were kids. And I wouldn't trade that for what we have today for $1 million. I wouldn't. That was, and look, the kids today don't know what they miss. And look, kids, when we were kids, I'm sure my grandparents probably said, well, when we were kids, you know.
We made friends at jobs.
Honestly, most of them talked about how rough it was when they were kids. So we may have actually been in that nice peak of like, you know, having a little bit more than the struggle, but not a lot. I mean, you and I have talked about this when we were in school, when I was in school. Most of us were from homes that we're just getting by. You know, we didn't go to the house and open the fridge and find a lot of stuff. We didn't.
Like all the commercials made it seem like everyone did.
No. I mean, so everybody was kind of in the same boat. But children today don't get to go out. But it's so cool. If you get a chance and you're on Facebook, follow The Valley. And there's that video. And did you get a chance to see it?
It's funny. I watched it. The first thing that jumped out to me was the cars.
The hair, too.
Well, the cars blew my mind. In 15 seconds in, there's a light blue car. And I don't know what the hell that person's doing. I don't know if there was a hornet flying at their face, but they're swerving. That jumped out. I'm like, oh, my God. But the hair, it is really cool. I didn't grow up here. But anytime you see, there's so few videos of that era.
Been in New Jersey too. There's a lot of hair in New Jersey.
Of course. It is crazy to think just how much things have changed. But if it looks, does it look so old.
It does,
doesn't it?
But at other ways, I look, because you look at it and you go, wow. And no, but that's what it was like at that time. Everything was like that. And it's so, I long for those days where you'd go and it was busy when you'd shop, and seeing people over by the records, mm-hmm. looking at the albums. And now everything is done on your phone with your face, not even looking at a human being.
It is fascinating. And I'm guessing we've talked about this before, how online dating, it's like impossible now, because if you don't have a perfect profile, people think you're a stalker or a psycho.
I mean, it's not impossible. People find people. It's just
not me.
I hope you're not.
No, I'm not. I would imagine, though, thinking how you're describing the whole record buying experience. Like, I remember that, but I never thought of it this way. I'm assuming people met people. They fell in love that way because people were looking at music that was similar and like, oh, I like that.
Well,
it was probably an interesting place to strike up a conversation.
We used to go to the mall and hang out, and that's how you'd meet people. Or we'd go to idle hours for bowling or playing video games. And obviously under 21. So, you know, where else you going to go? You'd hang out. You'd meet people. You'd drive around. You'd go in a parking lot and hang out. Just talk to other people in their cars. And now most young people today, everything is done on a phone. They don't have that need to connection and get out. And it's sad because you look at the mall, for example, like the Wyoming Valley Mall.
Right.
You could walk in there and be the only person walking in there at some times of the day. Like, you just look, other than the people that are working there, you'll see very few people. And it used to be you go in and it was bustling, mm-hmm. because that's all you had. You couldn't order online. You had to, if you had to get something, you had to go to the store and get it. It's sad now. If you even look for clothes at many clothing stores, you will find very little and much more online. Oh, we have those. Just go online for it. Can't really browse or do a lot of that stuff. And I don't even know how many younger people even care about that. So here it is. Young children, some of them are virtual shut-ins, rarely leaving their homes to play. 1 in 10 preschoolers and toddlers go outside to play once a week or less. Playing outside, we know, is good for kids and improves their mental and physical health. Parental anxiety is one barrier. 40% of parents polled admit they feel nervous when their child strays too far or climbs too high. Climbing a tree, riding a bike, or sliding down a pole are opportunities for growth. I remember going way too high up in a tree once.
We all did.
I would never let my kid do that.
And your parents probably were like, well, you're stuck, then you're going to have to live up
there.
They
didn't even know.
If they found out, they'd be like, get down. I hope you get down without hurting yourself. I hope you learned your lesson.
Right. I mean, it's like,
it was good parenting back then.
Half of parents hold their child's hands or sit right next to them when the kid is attempting a new physical challenge, right?
And it doesn't sound horrible, but what are we talking about? Is anything?
Right. Well, how about going down a slide on their own? Yeah. 66% climb stairs or play structures with them. God. Oh, that's something else.
I mean, some kids don't want to climb. My son didn't like climbing at all. And we'd go up there with him and he'd chicken out. And I don't know what to say. He got over it. Eventually,
my
he just got over
it. My son would climb, but then, like, they had a pole. You know how you climb up on the, you go up on the structure, and then they had a pole that you could kind of slide down.
That
and he would just stand there and go, no. And we'd be like, come on, you can do it. And it took a while. And eventually he did. But
what's crazy is you wonder, like, okay, so usually you find things out, like, if you try to do that and don't hold on tight, you'll fall and hurt yourself. But how does a kid learn that if you're going to fall if they've never seen it?
Right.
Probably
or
from
fall.
Probably from the parents going, don't do that, you're going to fall.
Right.
That's probably the parents' fault for the most part, but it all comes from a really good place.
Right.
I was trying to.
You can't protect them all the time.
I was trying to explain this to my daughter. She can't understand this concept at all. Again, she's 9 years old. There's a girl who lives on the, I'd say, maybe a quarter mile down the road, probably about 7, a little younger. And we drove by and I go, you know, it's a shame. Like, you kids don't play anymore. I go, if this was when I grew up, I go, Rebecca, you would be friends with that girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, what do you mean? I go, you would be friends. She goes, how do you know? I go, okay, at a minimum, you would know her and play with her from time to time.
Because she had nothing else to do.
And she couldn't understand that concept. It's like, well, how? I'm like, you would just walk toward each other and eventually do stuff.
You would be outside and one of you would say hi.
Yes.
Such a concept.
I met my first best friend the day we moved into our house that I grew up in. I was like 4 years old. I walked down the street and I stood next to a tree quietly till they said, do you want to play? And I was like, Yeah. No, I was just like, okay. And then it became good friends.
Right. And well, I mean, when I think back to where, and we lived on a street that had, you know, house next to house next to house, and everybody on that street, every female on that street, I would hang out with. It just, they would come out. Now, some of them, their parents maybe, you know, didn't let them go out as much, but some I was better friends with. Some we would just get on our bikes and go. Others, though, if you're walking down the street, they'd be there and we'd all walk down together to the store or something. I mean, that's what you did. And nowadays, the young people today are just very
You know what's non-social. Been replaced with? My daughter has this one friend on the bus and they want to get together. But she says they want to do Facebook. They have a messenger program for kids. Mm-hmm. But the security, you have to, your parent has to find their parent on Facebook and send them an invite. I've been trying to do this for like 2 weeks. I don't know why we don't just go up to them and say, can you do this with me right now? It is so hard sometimes to make people feel safe. You can't get this stuff done.
Right. Somebody else texted, we used to tap kegs of beer up in the woods, charged $2 a head. I fell out of a tree from 30 feet onto an iron fence and lived, LOL. We used to do that too. And we had places called like the Y, which was not the YMCA. It was a Y in the woods.
That's we all had the woods.
Or the train tracks. We'd go up there as well. And the name of it was always just the location. We're going to the Y, we're going to the train tracks. You had all different ones and you'd head there. And if the cops ever knew, they'd just be like, get out. We would just go.
But that was like, this was a warning probably for many kids, depending on where, it doesn't matter where you lived. My warning was, don't go in the woods. That's all I got. Don't go, from every age, don't go in the woods. Because it could be bad news.
Someone said, when we were kids, we went to our friends' homes, asked if they could come out to play, got a group together that way. Yes, we were really out on our own, hours on our own, until either supper or the streetlights came on, depending if we started after lunch or supper. My mother used to say that as well. She would literally just come outside at like 4 o'clock. My dad would whistle, because we usually ate like 4:30. That's the only way I knew to come home. My mom said I'd be gone in the morning, and by dinner time, my dad would come out on a busy street and he would whistle. The whistle was time to come back, because we were always within whistling hearing distance.
It's you had the whistle. And I've told this story before. We had Mary Lou's mom. Mary Lou lived two doors down. She was the youngest of like four or five kids. Mom was always in the house dressed, never came outside except for when she wanted Mary Lou home. Right. And that was all of our signs, because she would just yell like distinctively, Mary Lou. And that's how we knew to go home.
Everybody's got to go.
And she would yell three or four times, and then we'd get the hint and we'd all wave. Yeah. And then,
it was good times.
Yeah.
I feel bad that today they don't have that kind of fun.
If so. Only they knew what it was like to have a Mary Lou's mom. Mm. Today is a big day for movie fans, kind of sort of a big anniversary. Today is the day in history. It's 30 years.
It was 30 years ago today?
No, okay. So Marty McFly and Back to the Future came to this date.
Oh, today, October 21st,
yes.
2025.
No, hang on a second. Now it's getting confusing. I was trying to get all the information for you. In the movie, Marty went, oh my God, Nancy, why did I say that? Here we go. So no,
We are prepared.
No, I have it here. I just did the wrong window
Mr.
open.
Mr. Brightside. Dude, it's 40 degrees, 826.
I got it.
Okay, no, I'm giving you a whole new start.
Don't need a whole new start. We got this. Back to the Future. October. He went to the future in the second movie, to October 21st, 2015. Today is known as Back to the Future Day, when people celebrate this day in history. And just some of the things, again, people like to celebrate on this day are the things that movie got right about the future and things they got wrong. They correctly predicted. They got wrong. Let me go with the wrong stuff first. Flying cars, we still don't have that.
No flying cars.
Hoverboards, no. Fashion, they said things like self-driving.
Hoverboards. We have hoverboards.
No, it's not what that movie showed. Oh, did you ever see part two?
Oh, no. I mean, yes, I did. I don't remember.
They call them hoverboards, but it's a BS thing.
All right, so hoverboards better than
self-drying clothes. We never got that. They predicted fax machines would still be commonplace. They said sneakers would lace themselves. Things they got right.
Those are stupid things.
Things they got right, though.
Okay.
Using biometrics, the use of one fingerprint to access things like entering homes. People do stuff like that. Right. Smart homes, voice-activated systems like Amazon Alexa. They predicted that back when they made the movie. Drones, capturing information for news, video conferencing. flat screen TVs. These were all things that were futuristic.
Very futuristic.
That we never got. The thing, I'm not one of those Back to the Future. I love the movie, but I don't celebrate these things. But I heard a stat this morning, and it's just basic subtraction. And it always blows my mind when this is the case. If the movie took place today, say this is the original one was 1985. It goes back to 1955.
Mm-hmm.
So go 30 years back. If today is when the movie was set, Marty would go back to October 21st, 1995.
Oh, geez.
Remember how old it looked?
It seems so old, yes.
How old? He would go back to the middle of the 90s.
Oh, God.
Mariah
Carey's, getting married.
Mariah Carey's song Fantasy was number one.
Yeah.
That is crazy to think about. What we once thought was so old-fashioned is just a small piece of our past.
So. We're all old.
Anyway.
Interesting. So what else do you do to celebrate on this day? I guess watch the movie, right?
Well, look, I mean, super fans love this date, and they try to just have fun with it every day.
Oh, I'm sure.
And, you know, and it's just this is when the conversations start. It's amazing. They won't let people remake this movie. And I think it could be one of the movies that would be most fun to remake.
Oh, that'd be interesting. Who would be whom in it?
That's not even the part that really kind of blows my mind. I think it's the idea of, like, trying to find out, like, there was a joke in the original about who's president in 1985. It was Ronald Reagan. And they kind of joke because he was an actor back in 55.
Sure.
You know, who's governor of California? I don't think Schwarzenegger was there. But there's a lot of things you could do. And what the parallel jokes would be always have fascinated me just a bit. But anyway, celebrate. Happy Back to the Future Day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The local business community update. The local business community update.
Bob Durkin, President, CEO, the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce. It's good to see you, Bob.
It's great to be here, Jason. And it always feels good when you make that announcement. It makes it sound like it's important.
It is. And I got it right this time. I didn't call you the king or the chairman or whatever. Last I saw you, Bob, you were starting off the Edge Summit, AI Summit. You have other events through the end of this year. Do you want to go through some of these events? Because this next one, it's something I think I see a lot of people talking about now more than they have over the past 8 years.
What you're referring to is the Leadership Lackawanna Civity Workshop. Basically, what this is opportunities for discussion about the division in our country. What's harmful, polarizing, the us versus them dynamic that seems to be permeating so many of the different aspects of our personal and our business lives. this is an opportunity to sort of peel back that curtain and have some serious conversations about this. We know from a lot of research that there are more things that we have in common than people think. With the bombastic language of a lot of the political rhetoric, you know, you're hearing it's us versus them, it's left versus right, it's
we're good versus evil.
Yeah, we're good, they're bad. And yet when you try to, you know, peel that back and you know, look at some of the data that's being generated, there's so much more that we have in common if you stop playing that game. And one of the things that this program is all about is to try to do that. And it's an easy opportunity because it's an hour and 15 minute session on October 29th. It's a virtual program. It's very reasonable. It's a $15 fee for Leadership Lackawanna alumni and $20 for the general public. It's sponsored by Leadership Lackawanna. You can find the registration on the chamber website, www.scrantonchamber.com. And I think it's going to be interesting.
In talk radio, I've met and know a lot of people who really disagree about a lot, and sometimes it gets ugly. And I got to tell you, like, when you meet people in person, things change. Yeah. Social media gets in the way a lot of this stuff, and I know these face-to-face interactions, they're often not as productive. They should be, though. We shouldn't be afraid to talk to other people.
Yeah, and again, that sort of is the centerpiece of a lot of conversation from different extremes. But I would simply say, folks, you know, let down your guard. Take part in this. I think it's real cool, and I think it's going to be a very valuable opportunity for people to sort of get a better sense of who we are as a society, who we are as individuals, and how we can be so much better in terms of getting to know each other.
Somehow it's quickly become a lost art form. Absolutely. I don't even know if it was an art form, but yeah, it really feels like it needs to be now. You got to have nuanced conversations with certain people.
And I strongly encourage folks to look at the Civity program. The other one that we have coming up, which is unique to our leadership program, is our Leadership Collegiate program. Jason, one of the things that we hear and see from our business members at the chamber and throughout the community is that there's a general lack of readiness for young people who are coming out of K through 12 into the workforce or going into higher education. There's very talented and very highly motivated young people who still don't have not yet seen and exposed to opportunities to how do you step into the workforce in a professional manner right on day one. And this collegiate program is one of the ways that we think people can do that. The collegiate program, it's an opportunity for high school and or college students to take advantage of 3 credits through Marywood University. It's an 8-week program in which students are given the opportunity to study on their own. For the most part, it will be weekly content on improving personal and professional development skills, building solid resumes, honing leadership, interview skills, career readiness skills. It's $800 to participate if you're looking to capture the credits. And if you're paying attention to higher education right now, $800 for 3 credits is a bargain.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know what college credits cost nowadays, but that seemed
a lot more than that.
A lot more than that. Okay, so times have changed since I was there.
And then, but you can also participate. Students can also participate in a non-credited version for only $400. And it's the same program. So it's a question of whether you're looking for those college credits or not. For an extra $400. So we're really excited about it. Again, I cannot thank the folks at Marywood enough. It's not just for Marywood students, by the way. It's for high school students or college students, and you can be anywhere. There'll be participants in this program from well outside of northeastern Pennsylvania, not just our local colleges, universities, or high schools. There'll be people from all over the country. So it'll be. I think it's going to be a very interesting opportunity. You can sign up through the Chamber website. It's under Leadership Lackawanna. Program Leadership Collegiate, www.scrantonchamber.com, or call 570-342-7711, and the directory can give you opportunities to connect with any of our hardworking, talented staff.
Yes, he is the president and CEO of the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce, Bob Durkin. Great talking to you, and we'll do this again soon.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Jason.
And I just want to add one thing. The Leadership Collegiate Program he mentioned at the end, registration closes on November 1st. That's a really kind of cool program they're doing. They have a whole bunch of stuff planned out through like the early parts of 2026 as well for future podcasts. The full podcast, that was a shortened version. It's about 15 minutes. It goes into more detail about all the different things they have going on. And it is a couple of them very interesting, maybe worth your time, especially if you're a small business, local business that is feeling some uncomfortable moments, maybe with people, and you're trying to talk. People have lost the art of talking to people.
Yeah, well,
I think so. That program may be helpful to you.
It's a rude world, it seems anymore.
Local Business Community Update. Just search it on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, you'll find it right there. Let's get to Joe Snedeker, meteorologist at Storm Tracker 16, with our longer-term forecast.
Hi, folks, and good Tuesday. Nancy, Jason, I miss you. And I miss warmer temperatures, but they're coming today. The warmest day of the week. Highs in the 60s today. Come on, mid to upper 60s. I have to cut the grass. I love cutting the grass in the fall. You run over all the leaves. You mulch it. Spreads it all over the place. Satisfaction. It's like popping a pimple. Today, partly sunny, 67. It's going to cloud up with a few scattered showers mid-late afternoon towards evening. That should be about it. 48 tonight with some rain showers while you sleep. Now, tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, all a mix of clouds and sun. Back to the mid and upper 50s. It's like textbook fall. Each day could carry a passing sprinkle or a shower, but nothing major. And we'll keep it in the 50s this weekend. It does look mainly dry at this point. So, we usually get snowflakes in October. In the last 10 years, we only had it 4 out of the last 10 years. The last time was 2020. And back in the 70s, I did the math. 70% of the time, we got flurries, at least in October. They're not in sight yet. Just a little stat for you to play with. Come on, Jason, and make it a good day.
There you go.
I'm working on it. It's funny. I'll get back tomorrow.
Trying to do what you can with that. Look, there was a report by Business Insider with more details about that whole situation where Disney and Hulu subscribers dropped the service after Jimmy Kimmel was pulled off the air.
Did they force the hand of Disney?
The data firm said 8% of Disney Plus subscribers and 10% of Hulu customers in the U.S. canceled in September. They usually lose 4 to 5% per month. And that's the industry average. So they had double the cancellations. They say that was the highest since at least April of 2023. So we don't know how many canceled subscriptions were attributable to that. But again, when you have an average number and it goes to double, we don't know how many have come back. So I guess we'll look at where those numbers are. Look, it's really easy to cancel these services anymore. You know, one time, if you had a dish, you'd have to like return equipment and, you know, physically change to another dish or whatever it may be. It can be very, very simple now to just click a button and say goodbye. I just wonder if anybody went back after they decided to bring them back on the air. Well,
I always think those things don't matter. If it did matter in this case, which is if you see double the cancellations, I'm wrong in this case, because that would be enough to scare the corporate folks.
A company. Yeah, because that is way outside the average of what they normally would get. 570-883-0098. I'm seeing some more news stories today now where the Treasury Department officials there have told workers, stop taking pictures of the demolition going on at the White House. See, the Treasury Department is right near. It's near the East Wing area, so you can see clearly the demolition that's going on. And there has been a lot of outrage after people have seen the White House facade on one side there being ripped down. It's pretty ugly. And the administration does not want federal employees documenting the demolition. That's what some people have been posting pictures of because they can see it outside. Now, of course, you know, when asked about it, they're like, well, national security. It's a bulldozer ripping down, you know, the side of the wall. But look, they don't like it because Donald Trump said it was not going to do any. They were not going to destroy any of the existing structure. This was an addition.
That's something he actually said. Yeah.
His people, his administration. It was, you know, look, this is not something that is going to disrupt anything that's already there. And that was a lie.
I was looking into some of the floor plans and trying to find blueprints. I was reminded last night when I was looking, oh, yeah, they don't release the architecture designs, the blueprints of the White House for national security reasons. However, that's like the internal structure. I don't know that taking pictures of the outside falls into that. If it did, the entire place would be domed off and you'd never, you know, we can see it from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, this is probably just trying to keep things close.
The demolition work comes despite, here's the words, Trump insisting during an executive order signing in July, his ballroom renovations would not interfere with the current building. Here's the quote. It won't be, it'll be near it, but not touching it, and pays total respect to the existing building, which I'm the biggest fan of. It's my favorite. It's my favorite place. So that's what he said, and this is what is happening now. It is 8:50 at WILK. A reminder, we do have a time. Now, Penn State is on a bye this weekend, and boy, do they need it.
Yeah.
Boy,
they
do they
use
need
2 weeks.
And even when they come back, they've got their work cut out to them. So the Saturday game, which is not this coming Saturday, I think it's November 1st, right? Saturday, November 1st. Yeah. Ohio State is the game they're playing, the number one team. And I don't know who they're playing this weekend, but they're number one right now. So it's Penn State at Ohio State on Saturday, November 1st. That game is at 12 o'clock. It will be on Fox. It's on what they call the big noon kickoff. And that's where you'll be able to see the show. We, of course, will have coverage for you on WILK, and our broadcast will begin at 10:30 that morning. And still a lot of talk about who the coach will be. But a lot of the talk about now college coaches and who moves where is going to also be focusing on Florida, because they have fired their coach. And Florida is a very desirable destination for people. So a lot of the talk is now you're going to see more of these coaches get extensions and lots more money. I think they're interested in, is it Kiffin? Is that his name?
I know we're talking about, what's his name?
Is it Lance?
That's what I'm thinking. Lance Kiffin. Lane Kiffin.
I know it's an L.
The word Lance was in my head, too. Yeah.
Lane Kiffin is the one he's Ole Miss, right? So am I right? I think so. He's the one that supposedly they're interested. I know his name has come up for the Penn State job as well, but there are people who are speculating that he may be getting a real good deal. And look, these vacancies obviously could be a windfall for some of these coaches that, you know, want to stick around where they're at, and the people still want them. So
Lane Kiffin has won 3 national championships as an assistant coach. According to what I just searched here, none as a head coach. He's one of those. He's like Franklin. People are like, his name comes up a lot, but
he is with the Ole Miss Rebels. That's his team.
People tend to think of him as overrated, and he's not, you know.
I have seen Joe Brady, Buffalo Bills. Joe Brady, I think he's the offensive coordinator as being talked about as a possible Penn State hire for head coach. Not sure, but that's what Penn Live was reporting, some rumblings about him. He is the offensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills in the NFL. Also was the offensive coordinator for the Carolina Panthers 2020 to 2021.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On this day, this was a big one. I remember this one in 1980. The Philadelphia Phillies won their first World Series in their 98-year history, defeating the Kansas City Royals in six games. Watch that game. Hooting and hollering. Good time. Very happy about that. On this day in 1979, Norwegian marathoner Greta Walls won the right for women to participate in the New York City Marathon. Imagine before that. I'm sorry, you can't.
And look what's happened since. Women everywhere.
What a crazy world. On this date in 1964, My Fair Lady, starring Audrey Hepburn and Rex Harrison, premiered on this date. And this was a horrible date. I remember as well. 2014, Oscar Pistorius sentenced to 5 years in prison for killing his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. It's outrageous to even think that you only get 5 years.
I was
going to
say, is that the horrible part? The 5 years, right?
Okay. All of it.
Yeah, all right.
Just horrible. Crappy.
But now we'll play a game, right?
Okay, we'll play a game. It's not very long today.
All right, it's fine.
It's the celebrity birthday game.
Just a few. Hopefully you can do this. If it's your birthday today, this is who you share your birthday with. Patty Ann Davis, daughter of former President Ronald Reagan and his wife, Nancy.
Again, the celebrity birthday game.
Celebrate.
Yeah.
People know who she is.
Yeah, the celebratory birthday game. 75.
73.
What?
Yeah, close enough.
I'm feeling pretty good about myself.
Now, it says Kim Kardashian West. Does she still use that name, or is she just Kim Kardashian?
No, whoever that list came from is not updating their files.
Yeah,
she's just Kim, probably. Kim Kardashian, 40.
45.
All right.
Oh, you didn't do well. You're already out of three.
That's okay. All right.
Should have handled that one.
I feel good about myself and society getting Kim Kardashian wrong.
Oh, okay.
I feel better about that. If I was like 45, you're like, nailed it. I'd be like,
right.
Oh, God.
Judge Judy has a birthday today.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's my birthday is a famous thing she once said, I believe.
Oh, really?
No, no. It's rain. Don't tell me it's raining because she's a common sense kind of gal.
Oh.
She's 85. No?
80 what?
I said 85.
83. There,
hey,
you go.
There you go.
Good for you. If it's your birthday today, happy birthday. And if it's your anniversary, happy anniversary. All right. And just to mention, Food Network has announced the end of its weekend talk show, The Kitchen. Have you watched it?
I had no idea it even existed.
It's after more than 10 years, it has been on the air. So if you're a foodie, final episode airs December the 13th. So that's done. All right.
I really had no idea. Weekend or weekday?
A weekend.
Wow,
weekend
really
show.
Swinging big there.
Right? Well, it was 10 years. Must have had some
That's
a
good
viewership.
Run. That's a really good run. I'm sorry I'm mocking it. I just never heard of it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.